This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
This has really been a sickening story if you've followed it at all, and we've followed it on one of our podcasts called True Crime Today for the last several months. A Long Island stepmom found guilty in the murder of an 8-year-old autistic boy. And this is not just like, oh, she went and killed him. This is like a long, drawn-out process that just makes you go, this is someone who should just be eliminated from this earth immediately. Angelina Polina found guilty of the murder of her ex-fiancé's son. He and his brother were also forced to sleep in the garage all winter, resulting in the child's death. They weren't allowed to use any of the home's 4 bathrooms. They were forced to sleep in the garage after urinating and defecating in the house. One of them died of hypothermia, and his father, who was actually an NYPD police officer, also found guilty of this murder. It's disgusting. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you on this this story. I mean, I don't even know. I don't have words for these people.
I don't either, because I don't get how you can't have compassion, love, caring. You know, it's they were his children.
Yeah.
He was engaged this woman, Angela Polina, and they were living together. There were other kids in the home, but these two boys were autistic. And because, you know, and there's different levels on the spectrum. I don't know where they were on the spectrum, but they were adorable little boys. And they were young. The boy who died was 8. And I just don't understand how you don't have compassion and caring and want to help these kids. You know, their little path through life is going to be really different with autism.
There's a whole new level of narcissism out there. And I think it goes beyond narcissism. It goes into like sociopath. It used to be like, well, they're kind of a pain. Maybe they could go live with their mom, or maybe they could, like, where you'd have someone else that would like kind of be like, but humanely trying to find a place for them. Now I think there's these people out there that are like borderline subhuman that are just like, put him in the garage, treat him like a cat, treat him like a dog. And it probably speaks also to their own upbringing, the fact that they would be thinking this is a logical choice.
But he's a police officer. Like, he should be looking out for this in other people's homes.
No one is stepping in as the safeguard on this. One person having crazy thoughts and the other person not going, no, that's not remotely okay. We're going to do this. The safeguards are also gone. It's completely off the rails.
I think he was as guilty as she was.
100%. After deliberating for only 5 hours, Angela Polina was found guilty in all counts of murder in her ex-fiance's 8-year-old son's death. She was found guilty in all counts, second-degree murder, 4 counts of endangering the welfare of a child in the death of Thomas Velva. She was accused of forcing her fiance's autistic son to sleep in the garage in below freezing temperatures, resulting in the child's death in 2020. He and his brother were locked in the garage for 16 hours as punishment for having urinated and defecated in the house. His brother survived. Thomas died of hypothermia, had an internal temperature of 76 degrees when he reached the hospital. The cruelty that Thomas and his brother had to endure because of this defendant's callous and selfish conduct is abhorrent, and thankfully the jury clearly agreed. Suffolk County District Attorney Raymond Tierney said in a statement, her treatment of these children was nothing short of pure evil. The testimony in the case was difficult to hear, saying, I threatened them bad. I treated them evil. I put them in the garage. It was horrible. Yes, I did. I exiled them. Who the fuck talks like that unless you are truly evil?
And the weird thing is they referred to it as I exiled them.
What?
And he referred to that as well. Like,
that almost sounds like some weird religious shit going on there where it's like, we've exiled you.
It's almost like
what is that?
No.
Angela Polina, 45, told the Suffolk County jurors, referring to 8-year-old Thomas Velva and his 10-year-old brother, Anthony, who survived. Text messages between Polina and Michael Velva, the father of the boys, and the NYPD officer with whom she was engaged were shown to the jurors by the prosecution. In the text, Polina demanded that Thomas and Anthony stay in the home's garage and were not allowed to use any of the bathrooms.
So let's stop here for a moment.
Yeah.
There was four bathrooms in that house, and they're not allowed to use the bathrooms in the house.
Yeah.
They're 8 to 10 years old. So these boys had to go outside to go to the bathroom.
Like animals.
And they get exiled to the garage. They're forced to sleep in the garage because they urinated and defecated in the home. Of course they did.
Yeah.
You set that up.
It
makes me sick.
And the prosecution played videos of Thomas and his 10-year-old sibling shivering in the garage on the garage's cement floor during cross-examination. Weeks previously, Polina allegedly ordered Velva to remove all comforts from the garage. So not even like, here, have a sleeping bag. It's like, let's take everything out. In one of the videos recorded just days before the boy died, he was seen using a dirty towel from a laundry basket for warmth. According to reports, Polina texted Velva the video writing, so she's texting these cruel videos to her husband, saying that SOB Thomas went in the dirty laundry basket to get a dirty towel. Look how he sneaks.
What are these kids supposed to do? They were down to absolute survival.
This woman is lucky that these children didn't kill her, because at some point for survival, I think you almost would have to go to that route of either running away or killing the people that are doing this to you. The prosecution asked when she was watching the boys if she had a duty to protect the boys from harm and if she treated them differently than the other kids. She gave the same response to both questions, stating, I did the best I could.
No, you didn't.
I hate that. Number one, I hate the fucking term, I did the best I could, no matter how it's being used, because I think it's utter bullshit. Because everyone's best is different, and some people's best is just utter shit, like these people.
That's not the best you could do. The best you could do was give them a bedroom, give them proper education, help these boys.
Text messages in the case suggested that the boys bathed in the backyard, not in the bathroom. Their mattresses had also been removed from their bedroom. Polina testified that it was a tough environment. I believe they had behavior issues. You fucking think? You put them in the garage and made them bathe in the backyard, and you freaked out when they stole a dirty towel for warmth. She refused to let them back in the home after their father told her to allow them back in. She replied, try whatever you want, but he is not coming back in the house. This is evil.
People don't treat their animals like that. And the people who do treat their animals like that were outraged. As people were like, how could you have a dog and treat your dog like that? These are their children.
I don't even know. This is like a personality disorder. This is fucking evil. This is 100% an evil human being. In her testimony, she stated that she tried to cover up the abuse and attempted to delete text messages and videos. Her defense lawyer said in this closing arguments that being a bitch is not a crime in America. That's the defense.
Like, oh, in the closing arguments, it's like, okay, she's a bitch, but that's not
this
a crime.
This is not being a bitch. This is being an evil, evil human being that
you
is...
You allowed a child to die. That's the crime. I don't give a shit if she's a bitch or not.
I wonder, like, is his office, like, next to the nail salon at, you know, I mean, this can't be any sort of reputable attorney, unless it's public defender, maybe? I don't know.
I was going to say she had to have gotten a public defender.
How do you defend this, though? I mean, maybe the public defender's like, I don't know what else to say. It's like, I have to zealously defend my client. That's part of the oath that they take as a defense. But at some point, I mean, as a human being, you got to be like, how are you going to defend this? Her defense blamed the abuse on their father. She said, didn't think they were in immediate danger, just some danger. And she had provided them with a blanket and a heater. Ooh.
Which I don't think she did.
The child's father, ex-police officer Michael Velva, was also found guilty of murder and sentenced to 25 years to life. He had punished Thomas for soiling himself by spraying him with a hose and forcing him and his brother to sleep in the garage during winter. I am truly sorry. I'm ashamed. I'm heartbroken and grief-stricken, standing before you having contributed to the death of my son, Thomas. I love Thomas with all my heart. Bullshit. Bullshit. You loved your son with all your heart. My actions were neglectful and abusive to my boys, resulting in the tragic death of Thomas. I lost focus on how to be a good father. I was so wrong, and it cost Thomas his life. I can't wait for this man to meet some of the people that he incarcerated as a police officer in jail and the sharp broomstick that they're going to hold, because I hope he never gets out of prison. I hope he doesn't even live a year in prison. The jury in his case said they found him guilty in part of his lack of remorse and waiting 1 hour before calling 911 when his son lay dying. It took the jury less than one day to find him guilty of second-degree murder. Polina will be sentenced on April 11th. She's facing 25 years to life.
I hope she gets all that and then some.
I can't wait for... This is where you want to send the letter to the jail that I've talked about, where it's like, group letter to everyone in the penitentiary that they go to. By the way, here's who's joining you this week, and here's what they did. You guys do your thing.
Here's a little backstory you might be interested in.
And if you happen to be the person who does something, I got canteen money for you. Although that would probably then implicate you into a crime, so I probably can't do that. But
okay, probably not a good idea.
But my God. Yeah, this
the
is
the whole thing. I just don't even understand it. Like, and this is March. Well, this happened actually in 2020. So I'm when he died, and that's another thing. It's like all this time it takes them to get to this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, if the boys have been sleeping in the garage all winter, you know, it was not one night that they had slept out there.
No.
And so my guess is that the dad took him out, sprayed the boy down, put him in the garage all night, and the kid was wet.
Freezing and...
How do you do that? That's a child.
You do that when you are 100% pure evil.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You got an opinion on this story. We would love to hear it. You can weigh in 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to share your thoughts on all that. My God. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can find me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Stay with us.